You wouldn't mind remaining standing for a moment because we're going to go to prayer right away. Want to welcome those that have joined with us online this evening. Thank God for you. Thank God for those here in New York City that have made the choice to fast and pray. For those online, here in the sanctuary in New York City, we gather roughly about 5:30, an hour and a half before this meeting begins, to pray for this meeting and to pray for our city and to prepare our hearts to go to the throne of God in faith, to believe that God is going to answer our prayer. And I want to encourage you tonight, those that are with us, to rise up in faith and begin to believe God. And remember the admonition of Scripture that it's not in our strength, but in our weakness that the strength of God is made known. When you and I have the courage to come to God and say, Lord, I can't do this in my own strength. When you get to that point, you're actually in the place where the victory in your life can begin. Because the testimony is not of us, it's of Christ within us. That's the testimony. It's of God's victory. That by faith we become partakers of. And beloved, we need to become partakers of that victory now. The time of casual church is over. The world is mounting its final assault, its final rebellion against the Lordship of Jesus Christ. The days are going to be dark. Difficulty is going to be great. But I believe the prophet Isaiah, when he said, in the midst of the fires, there are going to be praises sung to the glorious one. I believe that with all my heart. We're living in the days that the prophet Isaiah spoke about. Let me just read to you how he described a specific day that came upon the world in Isaiah chapter 59. He says, justice is turned back and righteousness stands afar off. And truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. So truth fails. And he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Isaiah saw a day of evil, a day when truth is gone, a day when falsehood comes to the and becomes seemingly the preeminent thought in society. And anyone who wants to do right becomes an object of scorn and derision in that society. I think of just in the last couple of weeks, the stories that have been in the news. For example, a young girl in a school, in a grade school, a young girl about 12 years of age, a classmate sneezed. She said, bless you. And she found herself at the principal's office under discipline for a religious talk in the classroom. In another school in this country, two teenagers were in a class where the teacher was teaching on gay marriage and how wonderful a thing that is. And these two girls voiced an opinion, and that's all it was. They voiced an opinion. They weren't belligerent. They said, we are Christians and we believe the Bible, and the Bible says that this is not correct, it's not true. And for voicing that opinion, they found themselves suspended for a day from school. What kind of a country are we living in when you're no longer allowed an opinion, even just an opinion? And Isaiah said, whoever departs from evil makes himself a prey. Last week in this country as well, in a high school athletic event, one of the players was hurt, and it appeared that it was a severe injury on the field. And as the paramedics and such like attended to this person, many players on that particular football team, high school football team, went down on one knee, bowed their heads, and began to pray for their fallen teammate. And the Atheists of America threatened now a lawsuit against that school for allowing that to happen. What kind of an evil are we allowing to perpetuate itself in this nation? When he who departs from any kind of evil makes himself a prey, when it's becoming an offense, not just something that's contrary to popular thought, but it's becoming an offense to acknowledge that there is a God. The Lord saw it, and it says, and it displeased him that there was no justice. And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. He looked down and wondered why nobody was standing up, why nobody was taking their position of truth and strength and defending those that had nobody to defend them. And it says, therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness, it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands will he fully repay. And so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up or lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer will come to Zion. That means God in his strength will come to that place and to those who belong to him. Listen to me online now tonight. Enough whimpering over your captivity. Enough whimpering over your position. It's time for you, especially the men that are listening to me, to stand up and for the sake of God, become a man. Stand up and let God become your strength. Here's what the Lord says through Isaiah. The Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. Those who make a choice. Those who say, I'm not looking for pacification in my sin, but I'm looking to walk away from my sin and to become a different person than the person that I am right now. And God, as you deliver me, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to be part of that rising up, that I'm going to be part of that standard, part of that banner call, part of that which belongs to God, part of that which will not bend its knee to the tune of this generation. I'm going to be part of that who in its weakness was made strong by the power of God. I am going to speak what is the truth. I am going to stand up for the truth of God. And as for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. God says, this is the promise I make to you. My Spirit who is upon you and my words which I put in your mouth will not leave your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. God says, I'm going to do a work in you, and it's not just going to affect you, it's going to affect your children, and it's going to affect your grandchildren. I'm going to do something in you. I say in my heart, enough is enough. It's time for the redeemed to say so. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ to stand up. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I know God. I'm not ashamed of the fact that Jesus died for my sin. I'm not ashamed of the fact that His Holy Spirit came into my life and changed my life and made me into a new creation. I'm not ashamed of the fact that there is a right, there is a wrong, there is a word that comes from God, there is a Savior, there is a throne, there's a heaven, there's a hell. I'm not ashamed of these truths. I'm not ashamed of the fact that God is a deliverer, that He promises to open every prison door, give sight to every blinded eye, promises to heal every wound in my heart, promises to make me into a new man, give me a new heart, a new spirit, and a new mind. I'm not ashamed of these truths, but I will walk and embrace them and believe God for the victory in my life, and I'm believing God for the victory in your life. My message tonight to you is rise up, O Church of God, rise up out of your slumber. It's time to declare the victory. It's time to go into the valley. It's time to let these mockers of God know that there is a Savior. There is a God. He does have a people in the earth. There is a right and there is a wrong. By God's almighty grace, we will rise up. By God's Holy Spirit, we will be a testimony to be reckoned with in the earth. By God's Spirit, the kindness of God will be made known in this generation. The deliverance of God will become the portion of thousands and thousands upon thousands of people. By the grace of God, children will know they have a heavenly Father. Whether or not they have a Father on this earth, they do have a Father in heaven. They will know there is a God. By the grace of God. By the grace of God. You and I will be made into what God calls us to be, and the giftings of God will begin to abound in our lives. By the grace of God, He will put a new word in our mouth, By the grace of God, he will take us out of our weakness and bring us into the strength of the victory of Christ on the cross 2,000 years ago. By the grace of God, he will fill us with the Holy Spirit and put boldness within our hearts and in our mouths. By the grace of God, we will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. By the grace of God, we will stand against demonic powers and they will have to bend their knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. By the grace of God, we will pray like we've never prayed before, and we will believe God for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will touch every facet of our society, every city, every young person, every borough, every neighborhood, every home will have a chance to know that there is a God. He does have a name. His name is Jesus. It's the name above every other name. By the grace of God, we'll not bend our knee, we'll not cower. By the grace of God, we'll not lie down and die when this generation needs to know they can have life. By the grace of Almighty God, we will pray like we've never prayed before. We will believe God. We will step out of bondage. We will lay hold of that life that God promises us. By the grace of God Almighty. And when it's all said and done, we'll have only one testimony. Only God could have done this. Only God could have done this. We asked him to help us and help us come. Only God could have done this. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is a church. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. Tonight I want to pray that God give us courage. Each one of us, every one of us, courage to those that are listening online tonight who need it. Courage to be the man, the woman of God, the young person of God that God has called you to be. Courage to step out of all of the lies and all the bondage and just leave it behind you. Courage to get up and go forward into what is yours in Christ. And pray and believe God with all my heart that he will give us the courage to walk through every door he opens before us. And speak everything he calls us to speak. And be the people he calls us to be. Courage to believe that we're not going to leave this world alone. We're going to take thousands of people with us into the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. God will give us the courage to be kind in the face of all adversity. And to pray and to believe that the impossible still can become possible because of Christ. I'm going to ask Lisa Cammie, one of our staff here at Times Square Church, to come and pray. And if you would turn in a circle of four, five, six people, if you can, you can join hands if you want to, and you don't have to if you're not comfortable with that. But let's begin to pray. Pray for courage for yourself. Pray for courage. Pray, God, give me courage. Pray for yourself. Pray for the person on your right and on your left and across from you. You may not know their name, but pray, God, give us courage to stand in this time in which we're living.
Hallelujah, God. Lord, we just thank you so much, God. We hear the call to this generation, God. We hear the call, Lord. God, you're asking us to believe you, God. To believe you for the impossible, God. To believe that you're with us. To believe that you want to show yourself strong and mighty. God, your eyes are roaming to and fro, Lord, to set your sight on those, Lord, who are going to look to you for your strength, God. And Lord, I thank you, God, that you are stirring us up, God, that you are reviving your church once again. And Lord, you take us, God, in our weakness, God, and you make us, God, where we can never be in our own strength, God. And Lord, we thank you tonight, God, and we stand here before your throne, this throne of grace, because you come and you say to come to you, Lord, in our time of need, and we ask you for what we need for God. And we're standing here, Lord, tonight, believing you, God, that you want to give your people courage, that you want to remove every hindrance and all the anxiety and all the fear and all the darkness that wants to encapsulate your body and encapsulate your people. Lord, you're asking us to pray to you so you could bend down your ear and deliver us and give us freedom, Lord. And so we're asking you, Lord, for a Joshua anointing, God. Lord, you are taking us into the land, God, where we are going to take back what the devil has stolen from us. Lord, you told Joshua to be strong and to be courageous, God. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the impartation of strength tonight. I thank you for the impartation of courage tonight, God. I thank you, Lord, that we are a needy people and you're a God who desires to meet us right where we need you, God, and to explode in us your strength, your power, your wisdom, your discernment, so that you can make us what we need to be to a lost and dying generation. God, I pray that we would rise up tonight in faith, God, and we would take a hold of you, God, and we would shake off every shackle and shake off every hindrance, and we would glorify you in these last days, that you could look down tonight and see a people who is all in with you, God, who is all in, who just wants to glorify you, who wants to stand, God, in a gap for those that need deliverance, for those that need, God, bondage is broken over their lives so that you could be glorified. And Lord, we admit it tonight. It's not in our own strength, God. It's not in our own wisdom. But we're a needy people, Lord. We're a needy people. But we know how to pray. And we know how to ask you. And we know how to believe, God, for you to come and do what only you could do so that you would get all the glory, that you would even touch us, that you would even break, oh God, every hindrance, God. Lord, we know how to pray. We know how to bend our knee. We know how to ask you to do for us what we can never do for ourselves. And Lord, I just pray tonight for just an outpouring of your spirit, just an outpouring of your courage, just an outpouring of your strength. Lord Jesus, God, that we would look at the land and take back, Lord, and we would push back the enemy. Lord, we know that the enemy is losing ground in this prayer meeting. We know that the darkness is being averted. And God, I just ask you for the feeblest one, Lord, the one who can't even whimper a prayer, that you would supernaturally touch them and supernaturally empower them and take off gray's clothes and bring resurrection power, God, so that the testimony would be only God could have done this, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for this, God. Help us to believe you, God. Help us to pray prayers that, Lord, that you will do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can ask or think, God. Answer every cry tonight, Lord. Let your people feel your touch. Let your people feel your power. Let your people feel your mercy. Let your people feel you're loved. We are a loved people. We are loved by you. We are empowered by your love. Oh, God, I pray for mercy. I pray for mercy, God. I pray, Lord Jesus, God, that we would humble ourselves and seek your face and cry out to you, Lord, that you will heal the land. Lord Jesus, give us that humility. Give us that faith, Lord. We're not ashamed to cry out to you because you're not ashamed of our cries, God. And we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. I find the needs that are coming in to be so overwhelming. People need miracles, and we're going to pray for that this evening. They need miracles of deliverance. You and I will believe with them and for them, but I want to encourage those that are online this evening that have sent in your prayer requests. There's a measure of faith that's required in your heart. You've got to believe God. We can pray for you, but you've got to believe God with us. And we are believing for miracles because that is the testimony of God. That's the testimony that will truly make a difference in this generation. When the weak are made strong, when the captives are set free, when hopeless situations are brought into order, when confused minds are given clarity of thought, when God begins to do what only he can do, that becomes your testimony. You don't have to know the Hebrew and Greek meanings of any words. You just have to be able to say, I want to tell you what God's done in my life. And you begin to share it with your friends, and you begin to pray for other people. That's called a spiritual awakening. That's when God takes over and takes simple, ordinary people like you and I and begins to do the miraculous through our lives. Somebody in New York City texted in or emailed in today and said, I hate myself so much that I constantly want to punch, stab, or slap myself. Please rescue me from this depression. Texas, please pray the Lord will meet me where I am to help me in the midst of working and being a dad and to know how to be a Christian man. Well, my friend, the Lord will help you in that. He'll give you strength. Arizona, that Jesus will teach me how to pray for my daughter and grandson and to be an involved, loving, and helpful dad. I have good news for you, my friend, because in the last days, Prophet Malachi said the Lord's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to their fathers. And so you lay hold of that and say, God, you have to turn my heart towards my children. And in turn, you will turn the hearts of my children back towards the voice and the guidance of their father and grandfather, in your case as well. Don't settle for less than what God speaks to your heart. Don't settle for mediocrity when you can have victory. You've got to rise up and you've got to believe this by faith. And you've got to stand up and say, I am a different man than the man I used to be. I'm going to become the man that God has destined me to be. I'm going to believe him for the strength. In Maryland, here's one. Please pray for me that I will get saved. This is Jeremy in Maryland. That Christ will help me to truly repent and believe on him to be saved. Please. We're going to pray for you, Jeremy, that God just opened the way of the cross to you. And you'll come to the understanding that when he died for you, all he required of you is faith in the fact that he took your place on that cross. You'll open your heart and you just simply let him wash you clean from all your sin and let his Holy Spirit come to you. And he will create you, recreate you into the person that God always wanted you to be. You ask me what you have to do? Believe on the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved, the scripture says. The Bible also says that whoever believes in him, he will not cast you away. You open your heart to him. You trust him. He will come and you will know that you're a child of God. Another one from the U.S. I'm in deep depression. I have no one in life. Please pray for me. Colorado, please continue to fast and pray for me out of being a homosexual pastor and treating the ministry casually. I'm bound in this. Thank you, Pastor, for having the courage to write this email to us. We want you to know tonight that we're not standing against you. We stand for you for the victory that Jesus won for you. And we believe for you. We believe for your freedom. And we believe that God will use your life to bring many others into spiritual freedom as well. Richmond, Virginia, a couple today lost their son in an accident. Please pray for the family. We know how tragic that is and how difficult. So many difficult, hopeless situations. But we're going to pray tonight for miracles of deliverance and victory in people's lives. Miracles. I'm not talking about things that we could say, God and I did this. The testimony will be, Jesus did this. Nobody else could have done it. Jesus comforted my heart. Jesus opened the prison door and I got out. Jesus healed me. Jesus helped me to understand who I am in him. Jesus saved me. That will be the testimony. That will be the miracle. That will be the victory. That will be the song. That will be everything that we sing about will be about him and his victory that he has brought into each of our lives. And so I'm going to ask Raphael, our worship leader tonight, to just lead us in prayer. We won't form into groups. Would you please, though, lift your hands and lift your voice to God. Please lift your voice to God. People need miracles tonight. We've got to believe God for miracles. And as we pray for others, the Lord promises to give to us in equal measure and even greater than that which we've prayed for others. So lift your voice to the Lord tonight. Don't let anybody sit on this meeting. Let's lift our voices in faith and let's believe God for miracles.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord Jesus. God, encouraged in our faith, Lord Jesus. God, to know, Lord, that you're a God that cares, God. Lord, that you're a God that tells us to cast our cares upon you because you care for us, God. Lord, you tell us, Lord, that we can come boldly to the throne of grace in our time of need, God. So right now, as an entire body, Lord, we come to you, God, on behalf of all those, God, that are in a place of need, God. They're in a place of desperation tonight, God. Lord, Lord, there's anxiety, God. There's fear, God. Lord, there's worry, God, and we come on behalf of those, God, and we stand in the gap, God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, God, that tonight, God, there would be a breakthrough, God. Tonight, God, you would let your healing virtue flow tonight, God. God, right now as a body, we press through, God, through the crowd, God. And Lord, by your grace, we take hold of your garment, God. And Lord, your life virtue flows, God. When we take hold of you, your life virtue flows, God. Tonight, God, Lord, in every home, God, that's tuning in, God. Lord, in it with every person that's represented by a text, God, or an email, God, let them tonight. Tonight, God, feel your healing virtue flow, God. Lord, pour out, God, your life virtue, God. Heal, Lord, those, God, that are sick, God. Heal those, God, that are battling with depression, God. Heal those, God, that are addicted to drugs, God. Heal those, God, that are on their last leg, God. Lord, they're at their last rope, God. Lord, they're about to give up, but tonight, God, we stand in the gap. We stand in the gap, God, and we take hold of you, God, because you're a loving God, because you're a merciful God. Lord, you would not ask us to come to you, God, if you were going to ignore our cries, but you invite us. You invite us to come to you, God, because, Lord, you're eager, you're willing, God, and you're able, God, to pour out miracles tonight, God. Do miracles, God. Do miracles, God. Lord, we even pray, God, that when they go, God, to the doctors, God, they would receive, Lord, a confirmation, God, of what you did tonight, God. Of what you did, God, as we came to you and believed you on behalf of all those, God. Thank you, Lord, you're loving. Thank you, God, you're mighty. Thank you, God, that you never change, God. Lord Jesus, when you walk the earth, God, Lord, as you would walk, God, all those that reached out to you were touched by you, God. Do the same again tonight, God. And Lord, we pray, Lord Jesus, as we cry out in our prayers, God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that hell would shudder, God, that they would shake and tremble because your people are believing in you, God, because we're placing our faith in you, God, by your Spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing tonight, God. Lord, we thank you right now, God. We thank you for the miracles that you're performing right now, God. Right now, God. Right now, God. Lord, right now, God, we thank you for them, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. Thank you for the good reports we can't wait to hear, God. Lord, we can't wait to hear the testimonies of what you've done, Lord, when your people cry out to you, Jesus. And we love you, God, and we honor your name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just before we go back to worship, the Lord has put it on my heart tonight to pray. I'm going to ask Stephanie if she'd come, please, and we're going to pray for the Christian people, the believers in Christ, that are suffering terribly at the hands of ISIS in Iraq and Syria, unspeakable atrocities. And we're going to pray against this horrid spirit that's being unleashed on this part of the world and is even threatening our shores. And we're going to pray that God give special grace to the believers. We're not indifferent to the suffering of many. that are happening right now. So, Stephanie, if you come, lead us in prayer. And again, just lift your voice up and let's pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in that part of the world.
Jesus says that you give strength to the weak, Lord God, and we're just asking you right now that you give strength to every single believer that has been persecuted. Lord God, you give strength to those, Lord God, that are weak at this time, Lord God, that are being pressed on every side. Lord God, that you would come and you would protect them, Lord Jesus, that you would speak words of wisdom to them, Lord God, that you would come and be that strength in a time of weakness, Lord God, that you would come. Jesus, we know that you are the protector of your people, Lord God. We pray that you would come, Lord God, and you would bring down those strongholds, that you would bring down that darkness in Jesus' name. God, we thank you that you have a plan and a purpose in this, Lord God, and you do have the victory in this time, Lord God. We just pray right now for the Christians in Iraq in Jesus' name, Lord God. Those that are battling, those that are hiding, Lord God, those that are in fear for their life, Lord God, you would take away the fear in Jesus' name, that you would come and you would show yourself to them, Lord God, that you would bring salvation, Lord God, to those that need salvation. You would use the persecutor to speak your gospel, Lord God, that you would use those people, Lord God, to declare your truth in the darkness. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you that you have your hand upon every single Christian tonight, Lord God, that is battling, Lord God, that is in Iraq, Lord God, that is fighting against ISIS, Lord God. And I thank you that you know that all those that call upon your name will be saved. And Lord God, I just pray right now that you would show yourself to them, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you would protect your people, Lord God, that you would bring strength to your people, Lord God, that you would bring hope to your people, Lord God, those that are feeling hopeless tonight, Lord God, that you would come and bring your hope in Jesus' name. Lord God, those that are feeling in the miry clay right now, those that are feeling that they are not being heard, Lord God, that you would show them you are hearing that every cry and that you do bring salvation and you do save them in Jesus' name. God, I thank you. I thank you that you are doing a work there, Lord God. And I thank you that you are continuing to do a work in Iraq, Lord God. And we just pray right now that you would bring salvation to those in ISIS right now, Lord God. You would give them dreams and visions, Lord God, that many would be saved, Lord God, through those dreams, Lord God, that you would give opportunities for the Christians to witness to them, Lord God, so they would see the error of their ways and they would turn, Lord God, just like Paul did. Where Saul was on the Damascus Road, Lord God, and you turned him around, Lord God, that you would turn so many of ISIS terrorists around, Lord God, to know the truth of your word and to become saved, Lord God, and to become witnesses for your gospel. Lord God, we thank you that you have a plan and a purpose, Lord God, and we just thank you that none of your plans will be thwarted in Jesus' name. Lord God, I thank you that you are doing a work there, Lord God, but we just pray that you continue to uphold those that are being persecuted. Lord God, you continue to uphold them in your right hand, Lord God, and protect them, Lord God, and keep them, Lord God, and show them that you have not forsaken them, that you are ever closer to them, Lord God, you do not leave them. Jesus, I thank you that you are faithful, Lord God, that you do not ever leave us or forsake us, and you do not leave them. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. We're going to take a moment to worship again. I want to thank those in the home fellowships that have joined us for this portion of prayer and worship. And the home fellowships here at Times Square Church are places that are open where new believers are going in their neighborhoods. And they join us Tuesday night for the first 45 minutes. And then they go into new believers material and prayer after that on their own. So God bless you in the home fellowships. Thank you, and I trust that the Lord will bless you and give you great strength in incredible measure. And for the rest of us that are here this evening, let's take time to worship God with all of our heart and let your faith be strengthened as we do. We have a young lady here on our staff. Her name is Sophie, and we're going to ask her to come. This time we're going to pray for those that are struggling with depression. We have a request from the Bronx, suffering from job anxiety and depression. Please pray for peace of mind and continued support. Family members. It can be so difficult when you've been out of work and you don't know what the future holds. But I know one thing, that God says he holds the future, your future in his hand. And we're going to pray tonight for a peace that passes understanding, that can only come from the hand of God. He gives peace. I remember years ago coming back from preaching in Eastern Canada. I came home to find out that my house had burned to the ground. And our children had been saved, thank God, but we had lost everything. We lost everything we'd ever worked for. It was all gone. I had to live with another pastor, my wife, myself, my three children. And we had no clothes even for our children. And I remember going out one day for a jog. It was about a couple weeks before Christmas when all of this happened. And I remember that as if it was yesterday. I stepped out of the house and I said, "Lord, your word says, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And I said, "God, I've sought you with all my heart. It's all I know how to do, and I can honestly say that I have done that. And so I'm just putting everything in your hands." And it was such a bad situation in the natural, but I remember the peace that came into my heart. And God did the miraculous. It was amazing how he provided for us, carried us, he kept us. And it was such a testimony even to my children and to friends that the Lord did what only he can do. And I want to challenge you with all my heart that as you seek God, as you give him your heart in the first place in your life, that he will provide for you. He'll make a way. When there doesn't seem to be a way, he'll make a way, and the glory will go to him. Please pray for my daughter. She got divorced and is all alone. She tried to commit suicide last week. God help her to get over all the traumatic experiences. We'll be praying for that young lady here in New York City. Another one in New York. I've been feeling confused and unsure of myself. I don't want to get depressed again. Please pray that God will deliver me. Please pray the Lord will lift Linda out of her depression. She's been unemployed for a year, is deeply affected, lonely, and stays in bed. Sri Lanka, I love this one, says, "Many here, including myself, are battling depression. There's no way out. May the Lord touch us like he did with Pastor William Carroll and fill our mouths with laughter as well." Hallelujah. Another one says, "I'm so deep in depression and I have no one in life. Please pray for me." From Santa Barbara, California, "Please pray for my daughter who has high-functioning autism. She's heavily depressed over not having any friends. She's 18 years old." And we're going to pray. And let's believe God. If you're struggling with depression here tonight, let's believe together for victory. God says he will give us peace. "My peace," he said, "I give you, not as the world gives, give I to you." There is a peace that does pass natural understanding. It comes from God. It comes from the heart that says, "Lord, I believe, as Paul the apostle did, that I have placed my life in your hands, and you are well able to keep me until that day when I appear before the throne of God. And my testimony will be that the Lord has not failed me. He's not forsaken me. He's not been a fair-weather friend. He's not somebody who makes a promise but ducks out when times get tough. He walks with me. He talks with me. Every moment, every day, he's not failed me. He's not forsaken me. He won't fail me. He won't forsake me." That will be your testimony. Depression is a prison. But Jesus stood in the temple and he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he sent me to open the prison doors to those that are bound." He'll bring light into that darkened place. And I promise you tonight, if you'll open your heart to God, you'll leave this meeting with hope in your heart. Don't commit suicide. Somebody's listening to me tonight that's a foremost thought in your life and in your heart. And you somehow think that you're going to escape the anxiety, but it isn't true. The true escape is in life, not in death. Jesus said, "I've come to give you life, and I've come to give it to you more abundantly." So if you will open your heart to that tonight, he's going to give you that life. We're going to pray with you and for you. And if you can't do anything else tonight, if the depression is so deep, would you just stretch your hand out wherever you are on the internet? Just stretch your hand out towards the screen. It's an act of faith on your part that you're believing that as we pray that God is going to set you free. And when he does, would you send in your testimony to us and tell us what God did for you tonight? Here in the sanctuary, can we stand together, please, if you will? And this time again, would you join with people around you? in a circle. You don't have to hold hands. If you want to, you can, but you don't have to. And join with people around you. Let's pray. And if you're suffering from depression, let the people in your little group know right now. Say, please pray for me. That's all you have to say. Just don't go into the details, but pray for me. And let's believe God together and lift your voice to the Lord tonight.
Jesus, we love you, and we know that your merciful kindness is great towards us. And we know, Jesus, that you died, not only that we would be forgiven, but that we would be set free as well. And I just thank you. I just thank you that you desire for your people to be set free, God. And I just pray, Jesus, anyone right now that is having suicidal thoughts, Jesus, I just pray, God, that you would take those away. But instead, I just pray that their minds would be flooded with things of eternity, would be flooded with thoughts about you, God. I just thank you, Lord, that you love them so much. So I just pray, Lord, that you would encompass them about with your love and with your truth, Jesus. And I just pray, as a body of believers, that you would open our eyes to see those people that are marginalized, to see those people, God, that feel like they don't have any hope, because we know the person who is hope. Jesus, you are hope. So I just pray, God, that you would use us as your body of believers, Lord, to speak a word of life to people, Jesus, to stretch out our hands, God. And I just pray, God, that the prison doors would open tonight, Lord. People that have been struggling for years, God, I just pray, Jesus, that they would recognize that you are the way, the truth, and the life, God. And I just pray, Jesus, that your will would be done. I just thank you, Lord, that the enemy may try to ensnare people and keep them bound, but I just thank you that you desire for people to be free, God. And I just thank you that your word says that the ways of the wicked you will turn upside down. So we just pray, God, that you would turn his ways upside down. Where he desires life to be destroyed, you don't, God. You desire for us to walk in abundance of life, in freedom, Jesus. So I just pray for everyone that's struggling, Lord. Just meet them where they're at. I just thank you, Lord, that you know the needs that they have, God. You know the cries of their hearts, Lord. You know, Jesus, how they sometimes they don't even have words to speak. But I just pray, God, that you would give them the grace to cry out upon the name of Jesus. I just thank you, Jesus. I just thank you that you care. I just thank you that you're loving. I just thank you that you're merciful. And I just thank you that you're there to meet our needs. So I just pray, God, that you would meet them tonight, God. May they be set free. May they have that song of joy, Lord. That may they sing sweet songs to you. May they be able to lift up holy hands, Lord, and to just praise the name of the Lord. I just thank you for them, Lord. We just commit them to you, God, and just set them free in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you, God, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for victory. Thank you, God Almighty, for victory. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. At your name, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, tonight for raising people up out of beds of affliction. We thank you for freedom and deliverance, God. We thank you for a song of joy. We thank you for hope in darkened places. We bless you for healed bodies. We bless you, God, for impossible situations being turned around by the mercy of God and by the power of God. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for establishing a testimony of your life in the earth in our time. We give you the praise and the glory, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Praise God. I'm always astounded at how quickly this prayer meeting goes. Just seems that we get together online and we have so many people that join with us. I'm starting to know a lot of you online. I know Doris in Toronto, Heather in Newfoundland, Canada. And there's Therese and her group in Gatineau, Quebec, Canada. And There's a lady and her son in Australia. There's so many who join with us all every week, and we thank God for you with all of our heart. Thank God. We always end this meeting with a song about freedom. Jesus died to give us freedom. Freedom from worry, freedom from anxiety, freedom from limitation, freedom from hopelessness, freedom from the penalty, the power of sin, freedom from the fear of death and the fear of man. Thank God. We are a people who are free. He said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." We have reason to rejoice. We have reason to be happy. Thank God. Thank God for freedom. Thank God for the freedom of Jesus Christ. And even if you have to sing it by faith tonight, in your apartment, your room, wherever you are, we sing tonight, "No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. I'm free." That is your inheritance in Jesus Christ. No more shackles, no more chains, no more bondage. Let's sing it. I'm free. Say it with me. I'm free. I'm free in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing it with all our hearts tonight. Thank you, Lord. And so to our precious brothers and sisters that are joining with us tonight from all over the world, from New York City, there's probably about 1,700 to 1,800 people here tonight who fasted today and have come to join you in prayer and believe for your victory. If you are visiting New York at any time, would you make yourself known and let us know who you are and where you've been watching from? We'd be delighted to receive you. I want to warn you, though, we do hug in this church. So. Hallelujah. So we could turn the cameras around. And from New York City, we say to everybody online, God bless you. Love you. See you next week. Praise God. God bless you.